The most oft-quoted words of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah is not a halacha at all, but rather it's an observation that the Rambam makes. The Rambam says as follows, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chavivihi Ad Ma'od. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, is Chavivahi, is beloved, and that is beloved Chavivihi Ad Ma'od, is extremely beloved. An uncharacteristic type of thing for the Rambam to say in a halacha, say, from Mishnah Torah, Yad HaChazaka, because it's not a halacha. As I said, it's an observation about how beloved this mitzvah is. And he's not instructing us anything. He's not saying you must love this mitzvah. He's stating a fact that this is an extremely beloved mitzvah. And in fact, we know that's the case. That somehow when it comes to this mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah, we try to do it in the best way possible. There are many different levels. There's the basic level, there's Mahajan, Mahajman, and Mahajan. We try to do it in the best way possible and in the most beautiful way possible. And everybody lights the menorah. And even those Jews who are unfortunately not so connected to other mitzvahs, somehow the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah in some way, shape, or form is observed most broadly by almost everybody. What is it about this mitzvah that makes it so beloved? One of the things that pretty much everybody does when they light the Ner Chanukah is that they sing a song. And the song they sing is Ma'od Sur. And not only do they sing a song called Ma'od Sur, but they sing the same tune. Just about everybody sings the exact same tune from Ma'od Sur. Ma'od Sur, when you hear the, not even the words, you just hear the tune of Ma'od Sur, you think Chanukah. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, you begin to smell the latkes as soon as you hear that tune. But if you look at the words of Ma'od Sur, it's not really so Chanukah-specific. Ma'od Sur speaks about the history of the Jewish people. So you have one stanza talking about Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that Hashem destroyed the Egyptian army when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Then you have a stanza dealing with how Hashem redeemed us from the Babylonians after the Babylonian exile, in Bavel, Kate Bavel, Zerubbabel, Kate Shiv, Nashati. Then you have a Purim story in Ma'od Sur, where Bikesh HaAgagi, that the Agagi, that's a reference to Haman. Haman Agagi wanted to destroy us, and Hashem destroyed him instead. And then you finally have the story of Chanukah. How the Ivanim tried to destroy us, and Minosik Hakanim, they tried to destroy our spirituality, and Minosik Hakanim for the remaining oil, after all the oil was defiled. And this happened, and that's the story of Chanukah. And following that, we take note of the fact that we are still a Golos, and we ask Hashem to redeem us for the current Golos of Edom after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash some 2,000 years ago. So it's not really a Chanukah song. As a matter of fact, my father, Zichron Avracha, told me that in the yeshiva in which he learned, they sang most of Chanukah, but not only on Chanukah, they also sang in Purim. Because as we noted, there's a stanza in our poem, just like there's a stanza about Chanukah. But yet we know that this is a Chanukah song, and universally it is most associated with Chanukah. And the question is why? If it speaks about every period in Jewish history, why do we sing it specifically on Chanukah? A close reading of Ma'od Sur will indicate to us that it very much is a song that indicates that business is unfinished. It's a song of unfinished business. We say as much in the beginning, in the very first stanza, we say, Ma'od Sur Yeshua Si, that we want to sing a song of Shevach, of praise to Hashem, but we note that the song is not really complete yet, and will only be completed sometime in the future. Azegmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah Tazdech. Azegmor, at that time when the final goal comes, then Egmor, Ligmor means to complete, then they'll complete B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah Tazdech. When the final dedication of the Mizmor takes place in the third base of Mikdash, then this song will be complete. It's not quite complete yet. And then it launches into the very thing that happened in Jewish history. Now, if we take a look at the stanza about Yavan, and we take a look at where it fits in Jewish history, we will see that Yavan, the Chanukah story, takes place. It's a flash of brilliant light that takes place right before the Jewish people descend into a very dark, long period. After the Chanukah story, the Beis Hamikdash does continue to exist for another 200 years, but there's a long slide into corruption and to all kinds of sinful behavior on the part of the Jewish people until the Beis Hamikdash is in fact destroyed by the Romans. And therefore we end Ma'od Sur once again with It's not finished yet. A longful stanza. Stanza longs for that time when we please, Hashem, bring that Yeshua soon. Please bring that Yeshua soon. Because Ki'ochalanu HaYeshua or Ki'ochalanu HaShah, different versions, that it's so long that we're in Golos, so we ask Hashem to save us and to redeem us in the coming Golos. So the story of Chanukah takes place right before this very long Golos that we still find ourselves in today. And the sense that we get from the Sfarim that write about Chanukah is that Chanukah was a nace that was a gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us so that we should be able to survive the Golos, so that we should be able to deal with the long dark period that would follow. The Chanukah would give us the strength. It was the final step that was needed in order to bring us through the Golos. The calendar became complete with Chanukah so that we can get through and survive all of the challenges that will lie ahead. What is it about Chanukah that gives us that ability? One of the most famous, probably the most famous kasha, the most famous question of all time, is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asks, why is it that Chanukah is 8 days long? It's really only 7 days, because if it's celebrating the nes that the oil burnt, the oil would allow the candle, the flames of the menorah to burn for 8 days, when it only had enough ability to burn for 1 day, would indicate that the miracle was really only 7 days long. It was possible for it to burn for 1 day, but the oil burned for 8 days for an additional 7 days, and then the Chanukah, celebrating the Nes, should only be 7 days long. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of answers to this question. But one of them is that we have 1 day dedicated to the idea that the oil was found. And we have to think about that, because this, in fact, wasn't it. We say in Ma'asur, V'timu kol hashmanim, that the Yevanim, Nigbu Tzolai, they gathered upon us, they gathered against us, and they broke through our barriers, they broke through our walls, V'timu kol hashmanim, and they were mitame, they defiled all of the oil. This is not an accident. This is not just that they happened to come into contact with the oil. This was part of their campaign, the Timu Kol Hashmanim, to defile all of the oil. And nevertheless, despite their attempts to metame all of the oil, when we know Sarah Kankana, there was one bottle of oil, one jug of oil that was left, and a nace happened with that oil. So it was a nace that this oil was left. And this is a very, very symbolic nace. Symbolically, this is a very, very important nace. In the grand scheme of things, you could say it's not that important. They could have survived. It wasn't like the survival of the Jewish people was at stake, that this is a nace that saved us, like Kriyas Yamsuf, or like other nesim that happened in Jewish history. But in terms of the message of this bit of oil being found untainted and pure, it's extremely powerful. Because what the Sfarim tell us is, when I say the Sfarim, I'm referring to all the Chassidic Sfarim that speak about the Chanukah, is that the oil represents the purity of the Jewish people. What the Yevanim wanted to do was to taint our purity, to distance us from Hashem, to disconnect us from our spiritual roots. And the fact that some oil was left untainted, that some oil left was untouched and undefiled, and remained tzor, remained pure, remained kadosh, remained holy, is an indication that as much as they may try to taint us, as much as they may try to pollute our spiritual sense of identity, there will always be what we call the Pentelian, or what Sasfarim is referred to as the Makor Achius, the source of life, or the other Sasfarim is referred to as Kutzachiusa, the last shred of life. Whatever you call it, there's a little bit of our neshama. There's the deepest and the deepest, deepest recesses of the Jewish heart. There's a point, there's a pintle, there's a point that will forever remain Kadosh. And it will forever remain pure. And that's what the Minosar HaKankanim, Nasnei Sashashanim, indicates and symbolizes. It symbolizes the inherent deep set purity of the Jewish Neshama. As a matter of fact, Rav Dessler says that point of our Neshama, when you get that far and that deep, and that's where Klal Yisrael did Tshuva at the time of Chanukah, was all the way down deepest and deepest depths of the Jewish soul, at that point, all of the neshamas really are one neshama. On the deepest level, all of Klal Yisrael shares one neshama. And therefore, that shuba spread amongst all of Klal Yisrael and touched every single Jewish soul, and not just every single Jewish soul of that time, but it touched every single Jewish soul of all time, because when you're dealing with the collective neshama of the Jewish people, it transcends place, and it transcends time, and it touches all of us. And therefore, we all have the potential to be touched on Hanukkah by whatever it is that touched the Jewish soul at that time. And the mitzvah that we have of lighting the menorahs in order to be able to get in touch with our neshamas, to get in touch with ourselves, to get in touch with our inner kedusha, and to get in touch with that collective neshama that is the Nishmat Yisrael. And that's what Hanukkah is all about. You know, when you think about the idea of Golos and Geula, we think of Golos as being this long, dark tunnel, which it is, that we find ourselves in with the light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is the light of Mashiach. And the light at the end of the tunnel is the light of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another way of looking at this, because the long, dark tunnel is not just a tunnel that takes us in the past and the future into the future, but we're also told there's a Beis HaMikdash inside our hearts. As the song goes, Bavavi Mishkan Evna, Adar Kavodil, that in my heart I'll build a Mishkan, and there'll be a Mizbech, and there'll be the Ish of the Akedah, the fire of the Akedah burns deep down in every single neshama of ours, in that collective neshama of Klal Yisrael. But there's all the stuff that gets in the way that we're not in touch with ourselves. And therefore, the road, the tunnel, if you will, to Geula is not just the tunnel to that Beis HaMikdash that lies there at the end of Mashiach comes, but it's also the tunnel to tunnel through all of the accumulated junk that stands in the way of getting in touch with ourselves and tunneling through all that to find the Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. Because the Beis HaMikdash in our hearts is Mashiach. The Beis HaMikdash in our hearts is that Beis HaMikdash of the future that will be rebuilt when Mashiach in fact comes. And therefore, the Nes of Hanukkah, the Nes of the Pach Shemen, that tells us that we have this Beis HaMikdash in our hearts, the Nes of Pach Shemen that says that we are inherently pure, and there's a deep, deep place inside of each of us that is so pure and so kadosh and so special, and that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is there to help us penetrate, to find at least a pinhole, to break through all of that stands between us and Hashem, that stands between us and ourselves, that stands between us and our inner kedusha, and to find it, to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our hearts, to find the Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. What could be more special than that? This is the gift that Hashem gave us before we even go into Golos. Hashem is telling us that even in the darkest places, no matter where you are, no matter how distant you are from Eretz Yisrael physically, no matter how far you are from the Beis HaMikdash spiritually, you need to know that deep inside of you, that Beis HaMikdash is there, and the potential to find Gaul, to find redemption is there. So this is what Hanukkah is. And this was the gift that was given to us when we ask ourselves the question, why is this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah so special? Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Chaviva Yad Ma'od. It's such a special, beautiful mitzvah. It's because, as the song Mosur tells us and indicates to us, is that Chanukah was a gift that Hashem gave us to help us survive this long, long Golos. And how does it help us survive this long, long Golos? By telling us that the Golos may in fact be moon, and the Golos may in fact be dark. But in that darkness, there's a mitzvah in the Chanukah that lights it up, that lights up our world, that lights up our neshamos, and tells us and reassures us and promises us that there's a geula waiting for us at the end of the tunnel, because that geula, the potential for that geula, and the spirituality that will ultimately bring that geula is there inside each and every one of our hearts. So hopefully it will be zochem to take advantage of this yantiv of Chanukah, to take the light of Chanukah that we lit, the menorah that we lit every single night, one night, two nights, three nights, four nights, all the way up to and including the eighth night, to take that light with us into the dark winter that follows. The winter hasn't gotten cold yet, but it probably will get cold. It's going to be cold and it's going to be dark, but it'll be lit up by the memory and the message of Hanukkah telling us that we have Kedusha within us, that every day we have to do our best to tap into and to find it, knowing that it's there, to bring it out to the best of our ability. So there can be zocha to what we daven for, we ask for, in that last stanza of Mosur. Chasov zorah kachach v'kari keit v'yeshua. Hashem, please have compassion on your children, v'kari keit v'yeshua, and bring the end, bring the Yeshua, bring the redemption soon. K'orachal v'hashav, ekeit v'me'ara. It's been so long, it's been so difficult, it's been so challenging, but we maintain our faith in you. Let us hope and pray that we'll be zocha to the completion of this journey and to the bringing of Mashiach and here we remain.